Section 3. Results of Federal Civil Rights Laws. Lester Maddox became a symbol of Southern resistance to civil rights. His fight against integration showed how deeply racism and opposition to equality were rooted in parts of the South. Despite his efforts, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 remained in place and played a major role in ending legal segregation across the country. Over time, Georgia and the rest of the South moved toward racial equality. Still, Maddox's actions served as a reminder of the fierce resistance to change and racism present during the civil rights movement. Violence toward activists. In many parts of the South, resistance to civil rights continued by attempting to prevent civil rights by action. Violence against activists continued. In 1963, Medgar Evers, the NAACP field secretary in Mississippi, was assassinated. Two trials of his alleged killer ended in hung juries. However, in 1994, new evidence led to another trial, and a jury of multiple races found him guilty. He died in prison in 2001. During the Mississippi Freedom Summer in 1964, three young men, African-American James Chaney, and two white activists, Andrew Goodman and Michael Schwerner, were murdered while helping black citizens register to vote. The Civil Rights Act of 1964. Before the Civil Rights Bill could move through Congress, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. His vice president, Lyndon B. Johnson, became president and worked diligently to pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964. This law made segregation in public places illegal. Restaurants, hotels, libraries, theaters, and other public spaces could no longer refuse service to an individual based on race. The act was far-reaching. Employers could no longer refuse to hire someone just because of race or sex. The act also helped African Americans and other minorities have an equal chance to vote by banning unfair rules that kept them from voting. It also prohibited discrimination in government-funded programs and workplaces and created the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC. The EEOC enforces laws prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or age in hiring, promoting, firing, setting wages, testing, training, and apprenticeships. Bloody Sunday and the 1965 Voting Rights Act. In February 1965, an Alabama state trooper shot and killed Jimmie Lee Jackson during a civil rights demonstration. Civil rights leaders wanted to draw national attention to the injustice of Jackson's death and the ongoing violations of civil rights in the state. They organized a march of over 50 miles from Selma to the state capitol in Montgomery. On March 7, 1965, about 600 civil rights supporters gathered in Selma to begin the journey. Hosea Williams of the SCLC led the demonstration, and John Lewis, chairman of the SNCC, was at his side. Some 150 state troopers and sheriff's deputies stopped the marchers as they were leaving Selma at the end of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The officers brutally attacked the marchers with tear gas, clubs, and whips. Lewis suffered a skull fracture and was one of nearly 60 individuals sent to the hospital with injuries. The violence was broadcast on national television and reported in newspapers across the country. This shocking incident became known as Bloody Sunday and led to increased public support for the civil rights movement. One result of Bloody Sunday was the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Congress enacted this federal law to eliminate racial discrimination in voting. The law prohibited discriminatory voting practices, granted the federal government oversight of elections in states with a history of discrimination, and led to a significant increase in black voter registration and political participation. The election of Governor Lester Maddox. One strong opponent of civil rights in Georgia was Lester Maddox, the owner of the Pickrick Restaurant near Georgia Tech in Atlanta. He opened the diner in 1947 and became well known for his segregationist beliefs. While other Atlanta businesses began integrating in the early 1960s, Maddox refused and became a symbol of resistance to the new law. Though the Civil Rights Act of 1964 had made segregation in public businesses illegal, he still refused to serve black customers. When three black civil rights workers attempted to dine at his restaurant, Maddox and his supporters drove them away with axe handles, which were nicknamed Pickwick drumsticks. This violent act sent a clear message that he would not serve black customers. Photos of the incident were featured in newspapers nationwide, embarrassing Atlanta's business leaders who wished to portray the city as progressive and racially tolerant. Although many Atlanta businesses had begun to integrate, Maddox stood firm in his refusal, establishing himself as one of Georgia's most visible opponents of civil rights. Instead of following the law, Maddox went to court, arguing that being forced to integrate his restaurant was unconstitutional. He lost the case, as the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 required that businesses serving the public must provide services to all individuals, regardless of their race. Rather than serve black customers, Maddox closed the Pickwick restaurant in protest. He preferred to lose his business than obey the new law. Soon after, he brought his segregationist views into politics. Although Maddox lost his restaurant, his opposition to civil rights gained him political support among white voters who resisted integration. Maddox decided to run for governor against the more moderate and experienced former governor, Ellis Arnall. Arnall received the most votes in the primary election, with Maddox coming in second. However, neither candidate secured the 50% majority needed to win. A runoff election was held between the two men, and this time Maddox defeated Arnall. Winning that primary usually guaranteed a win in the general election. However, Beau Calloway, a Republican, had significant support. There was a possibility he could become the first Republican governor in Georgia in the 20th century. In the general election, Calloway received more votes than Maddox. However, thousands of voters wrote Ellis Arnall's name on their ballots instead of voting for either Maddox or Calloway. As a result, neither Maddox nor Calloway secured a majority of the popular vote. The state constitution required the General Assembly to choose the governor, and the Democratic-controlled General Assembly selected the Democrat, Lester Maddox. Maddox served as governor from 1967 to 1971. Despite his reputation for racist views, he surprised many of his supporters by appointing several African Americans to government positions. However, he remained an outspoken opponent of civil rights and used his time in office to resist federal policies that promoted integration. The assassination of Dr. King. In the years following the passage of the Voting Rights Act, Dr. King and the SCLC aimed to eliminate poverty among individuals of all races. They planned a Poor People's Campaign in November 1967, culminating in a major Washington, D.C. demonstration during the summer of 1968. King sought to include both black and white people living in poverty, as well as Native Americans and Hispanic Americans from rural and urban communities. King's plans for a Poor People's March were interrupted in the spring of 1968 by a trip to Memphis, Tennessee, to support a strike by the city's sanitation workers. On April 4, 1968, while King was on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel, a sniper shot and killed him. The assassin was arrested and later sentenced to prison. The shock of the tragic murder of Dr. King was felt around the world. King's funeral on April 9, 1968, in Atlanta, drew over 300,000 mourners. A private service occurred at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where he and his father were pastors. Following that, tens of thousands participated in a procession to a public service at Morehouse College, where King had graduated. Numerous dignitaries, including President Lyndon Johnson, attended the funeral. This tremendous outpouring of grief and respect highlighted the profound influence of this remarkable leader.